The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
Rise of the Reds, the main theme from the film Command and Conquer, a fitting tribute to our host today, the Reds, also known as Uxbridge Football Club. Founded in 1871, the Red Army will be looking to defend this season's unbeaten home record at the Honeycroft in Ewsley, located in the London borough of Hillingdon, and are one of the oldest clubs in the south of England. They were the founding members of the Southern League Division 2 in 1894 and once reached the second round of the FA Cup. But their best FA Vars performance was the fourth round in 1984. Now, Uxbridge play in red jerseys with white shorts while at home and yellow jerseys and black shorts when away. Their ground capacity is an impressive 3,770. Their chairman is Alan Holloway and their current manager is Danny Edwards. Their current record attendance was 600 against the Arsenal during a friendly in 1981. The most appearances for the club was Roger Nicholls, with a staggering 1,054 outings, and the most goals scored was Phil Duff at 153. Jermaine Beckford actually played for Uxbridge as a forward on loan from Leeds United in 2004. Now don't forget, you can tweet us at Robins Podcast or email us on robinspodcast@gmail.com, and you can also leave us a voice message directly through the Anchor FM app, which you can download to your smartphone by visiting anchor.fm. Don't forget, the Robins are in action in the game this weekend, the 22nd of January, against arch-rivals Thatcham Town at Lower Meadow Sandhurst, kick-off 3pm. Please purchase tickets online from bracknelltownfc.com. The bar will be open from 12:30pm and snacks will be available. I can personally recommend the ham and tomato rolls. Come on, you Robins.
This is your Raby reporter, Guy Toon, bringing you all the news and views from Bracknell Town. I say, come on, you Robins.
So here we are today, Uxbridge versus Bracknell in the top of the table clash. First versus third. Two teams with very long undefeated records. First of all, we've got the team sheet in, so let's start. I think we'll start with the away team because clearly they're the more important. So over to Emma Whitty to give us the team sheet.
In goal, there's Amenezes. In defence, there's Jack Dean, Ethan Burden, Temi Awika and Dan Bayliss. There's in number 6, George Knight. Number 7, Max Herbert. 8, Michael Atkinson. 9, Shamar Moore. 10, Zidane Akers. And 11, Seb Bowerman. On the bench, there's Cully, Clarkey, Afosa, Cheshire and Genovese.
Got to say, that sounds like a winning side if I've ever seen it. And in the home team for Uxbridge, we've got our favourite goalkeeper, number 17, Tyler Tobin. Let's hope he's a little bit happier today. Alex Payne, Ryan Hoare, Mark Goodman, and I'll call him Jarrah because I can't pronounce his first name, as fullback. We've got Lonit Talla, Prince, Ezra Nagudu, Alex Whitman, Anthony Mendy, dangerous one there. Lots of goals this season so far. Malonda, Martin, and, well, lots of subs. Come on, you Bracknell.
Come on, you Robins!
Come on, you Robins!
This is the unofficial Bracknell Town podcast. Me, James, the Captain Birdseye, my dear friends. the wonderful Steve the Gaffer Witty and Geety. It is currently 1-0 to the fantastic Robins. At half time, wonderful strike by Seb Bowerman. What's his thoughts of half time now? 1-0 up against Uxbridge away, Steve.
Well, today is all about the result, not particularly about the performance, and 1-0 at half-time I think we'll take. Came out really quick, fast out the blocks, Bracknell, and I've got to say the first 5-10 minutes looked untouchable. Uxbridge looked very nervy, but you know, it was even, I would say, for the next sort of 20 minutes. Bracknell then exerted a level of pressure and scored a lovely goal from Seb, really was, from a tight angle, low and into the bottom corner. And then I've got to say, last sort of 5-10 minutes, if I'm honest, Uxbridge I've come into it a little bit, but I think that's as much to do with Bracknell standing off the ball rather than not applying the pressure, rather than Uxbridge particularly creating results.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think it's the defence of our opposition today has been somewhat lacklustre, but it did seem to improve dramatically in the last 10 minutes. But you know, whether that just wasn't the you know, the 100% pushing, which of course is very understandable. But it's going to be all about now, obviously, the second half. Once they're hopefully rested, and of course we will get be with you by the magic which is technology in literally a jiffy. It'll be a bit longer for us, but as always, thank you for listening to the unofficial Robins podcast.
Well, it's finished 1-0. What's the ground's name?
I don't know what the ground name is, but it's Uxbridge Town, yeah. FC. That's absolutely fine. That's not a problem at all. I often go and forget where we are, but no, I think I just about remember. What a fantastic, fantastic result. It's full-time, and we're pleased to say that Bracknell Town has won against Uxbridge 1-0. Very, very nervy, that last half of the half. Lots of play in the wrong quarter, as it were, for us. But it's the result that matters, and 3 points against Uxbridge is just fantastic.
Every now and then, the game of football, you just hate it, genuinely. Yeah, nervy last sort of 15 minutes, very much with the referee helping them. A lot of very, very soft decisions given in their favour. But look, we held firm. That's the end of their undefeated home record. That's a team that I suppose would see themselves as challenging us for that top of the table position. And we've beaten them 1-0, 3 points. We are top of the league and we're staying there. Well done, Bracknell.
We caught up with goalkeeper Michael Leacott, and he informs us he will be returning to full-time training this week or next week following his recent injury during the warm-up at Westfield. While on the subject of injuries, it would appear midfielder Scott Rees will be out for a little while longer than expected, and Dave Harpy has suffered another setback with a recurring knee problem.
Come on, you Robins!
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans, come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go. We all follow the Robins away and
ever. Shut up, Five!